It's 6:30 on Friday, the 19th of April. This is a special edition of The Breakfast Show with Elaine McGee
and Sean O'Halloran. Just one story this morning. A 29-year-old journalist has been shot dead during rioting in Craigan. There's been widespread condemnation of the murder, which the police are treating as a terrorist incident. Dissident Republicans are blamed. We'll have reaction throughout the programme.
It's 6:30. There is widespread shock after the murder of a journalist during rioting in Craigan last night. This is a BBC News special. We're on air earlier this morning at the earlier time of 6:30. Let's just start by taking you through what we know so far. So what we do know is that the crowd started to gather in Craigan at around 10 o'clock last night as a major security operation got underway. It was in and around the Fannad Drive area. Things started to move quite quickly in terms of petrol bombs, bricks, bottles being thrown at police in the area. It was described then as one point by an eyewitness as serious rioting. As things progressed, a hijacked van was set alight in the area. Fireworks were thrown at police vehicles. And at one point it was described as dozens of petrol bombs then were being thrown at police vehicles.
Yeah, and it was just after 11 p.m. that shots were reportedly fired in the Fannad Drive area. And as a result of that, a woman was injured, rushed to hospital in the back of a police Land Rover. It's not yet clear how she was shot or the circumstances, but that followed that rioting at Fannad Drive and the petrol bombs being thrown at police. And it was then around 20 past 11 that police appealed for calm following those shots and those petrol bombs being thrown in the Craigan area of Derry. And this was an escalation throughout the evening. Superintendent Alan Hutton said last night, "We are currently responding to reports that a member of the public has been injured and I would appeal for calm." And then not long after, Assistant Chief Constable Mark Hamilton said that, "Sadly, I can confirm that following shots being fired tonight in Craigan, a 29-year-old woman has been killed. We're treating this as a terrorist incident and we have launched a murder inquiry."
There is a police press conference this morning at 7 a.m. In half an hour's time, we will hear from the police. We will bring that live to you. There has also been widespread political condemnation, as you can imagine.
Around 11 o'clock then, just kind of distinguishable pop of gunfire. And I immediately took cover behind a wall beside a house. But directly in my line of vision, there was a police Land Rover, and I saw a woman drunk to the ground right beside one of the wheels at the side of the vehicle. Her friends realised what had happened. There was screaming, there were people in hysterics, there was crying, there was people over trying to get her out from that area because the pop sort of sound of gunfire was still happening. Mm-hmm. And people maybe had realised at that stage, because nobody had thought that gunfire, that anybody would fire indiscriminately into a crowd of people, because in that area of Craig and it's families and their houses and they're standing on their doorsteps looking at what's going on. There's some children there. People tried to get this lady up from beside the Land Rover and get her under safety. They carried her across. The state of her injuries or the extent of her injuries, that she was very badly injured. People were screaming about an ambulance. I was like the only person standing around there. I phoned the ambulance service. I told them about what had happened. I told about the condition of the lady. They're asking me if she was conscious and stuff like that. When I was on the phone to the ambulance service, the police came out of their Land Rover and also saw the extent of the lady's injuries and put her into the back of the police Land Rover. Officers were putting her in the back of the police Land Rover and drove her at high speed through the Burnham Barricade to the hospital, where she really sadly died.
They had great dignity, but they're feeling the loss this morning, and the shock is for them is awful, as in the shock is for our whole parish this morning. Waking up, our parish is full of so many good people, and these people come into our area and use us to carry out such vile acts. And how dare they? How dare they do it any time? And they have done it in this Holy Week, and they've done it in a way that is totally, totally anti-gospel and literally anti-Christ.
How do you feel this morning, Father Gormley? Because if you don't mind me seeing you, your eyes closed there, you look like someone that's in pain.
No one deserves this. What cause in God's name has been served by this? And I live in a community that has suffered enough from the troubles over the years. And in fact, Lara herself, reading this morning, she herself knew about the effects of the troubles, particularly on children. And we see in our parish the effects on young people and young people's lives, the terrible, terrible effects of violence. And we have a new generation of mindless people who think that to cause a riot, to bring out guns in the street, to intimidate, to tell people that they're under house arrest or they're going to be shot. There's a level where people, a small amount of people think this is acceptable. And I think we all have to get over this idea that somehow asking anybody in this regard to do anything for you in terms of sorting out some of your problems is evil and it's wrong. And these people are not concerned about your problems, they're concerned about their own narrow agenda.
I mean, men of violence have tried in the past to do this sort of thing, to murder for so-called political objectives. It didn't work then and it's not going to work now.
Will you visit Creggan at all this afternoon?
I hope to visit Creggan this afternoon and show my solidarity with the people there, the good people of this city. I have been to the city many, many times. As economy minister, as tourism minister, seeing the growth of this city, seeing the way in which it has developed through the City of Culture and all of those sorts of events, I think there's a great pride in this city. I love coming to this city. I'm from the southwest, this is the northwest. We sometimes get together and feel that we're not noticed by the east of this country, so I feel a great deal of affinity with this city and I wanted to come here today to show that.
Just finally, I know you have to go and appreciate your time. There are some people who would say violence happens within a political vacuum. Does the murder of Leaver McKee now change anything on the political perspective?
Well, first of all, there's no justification for the murder of Leaver, and there would have been no justification for the murder of police officers last night either. There's never any justification for this sort of violence and criminality and terrorism. But of course, I do want to see the Assembly back. It is important that we have an Assembly back dealing with the day-to-day issues which affect all of our citizens. We're ready to go back. We're ready to go back now and have a parallel process to deal with the difficult issues that remain outstanding. So let's do that. Let's get back in, and we're ready to do that.
Thank you for your
Thank
time.
Thank you so
very much. Appreciated. Amanda, that was...
P. Leader, talking about the police who tried to save Lyra McKee's life last night after she was shot in Creggan. We're live there at a vigil this afternoon.
Thank you very much. Of course, this is not the first time I've been in this wonderful city, but it is the first time I've been in this part of this wonderful city. And why did I come today? I came to stand in solidarity with all of the people who are here today. And I want to say your pain is my pain. It doesn't matter whether you're a Catholic or a Protestant, whether you identify as Irish or British. When in
people, I don't think we're offering the best future for young people. Many of our young people go away to university and never come back.
We're just going to hear from Craig, and again now, just bear with me. This is Leo's partner, Sarah.
The senseless murder of Leaver McKee has left a family without a beloved daughter, a sister, an aunt and a great aunt, has left so many friends without their confidant. Victims in the LGBTQIA society or community are left without a tireless advocate and an activist, and has left me without the love of my life, the woman I was planning to grow old with. We are all poorer for the loss of Leaver. Our hopes and dreams and all of her amazing potential was snuffed out by a single barbaric act. This cannot stand. Lyra's death must not be in vain, because her life was a shining light in everyone else's life, and her legacy will live on in the light that she's left behind. Thank you.
That was Lyra McKee's partner, Sarah, there addressing the crowds that have gathered today on Fannet Drive in Craigan in a vigil. I have several guests with me in the studio here. Bridget, if I could just come to you. You're obviously very, very moved by the events today.
Oh, I really, really am, you know. And all I can say is, Lyra, I'm sorry that you didn't get to live your dreams. But I know you're up there dancing with the angels. Look after your family. Look after your mum and your dad, Sarah. I'm sorry, again.
Bridget, thank you. Thank you. We'll just... Let's say I knew something. I don't, but let's say I did. And I wanted to give you that information because I thought it was important, but I was absolutely terrified in case someone knew I had spoken out.
The first thing I want to do, Amanda, is provide an opportunity for individuals or the community as a whole to come and have a conversation with us. A conversation for me will cost us and cost the community absolutely nothing. That doesn't mean that we commit the paper at that stage. I do recognise the need for me to build, provide the reassurances. I intend this morning to speak to the prosecution service to understand what we're able to offer to the community, because what I don't want to do is make promises to the community that I cannot keep later. So I want to make sure that anything I'm able to offer to the community this morning and in the coming days actually withstands the scrutiny of the justice process later on. But I'm very happy if I'm able to provide those reassurances, to absolutely provide them. But I would encourage individuals to come and talk to us. They can come and talk to me personally if they need that kind of level of reassurance. And I'm very happy to meet with anybody from within that community. I intend actually today to seek a meeting with local community leaders to see if I can unlock some of this evidence through an indirect channel.
When you talk about the meeting that you're hoping to have with the prosecution service in terms of the reassurances that you can give to people that may have information but are too afraid, what do you hope they can, the prosecution service can say to you that they can provide that will help that whole process?
Well, some of my considerations, as you'd expect, will be around things like anonymity for witnesses and the ability to provide evidence from behind screens or through video footage. But what I want to ensure is that if I take that evidence with those promises and those reassurances to the community today, that it is able to withstand the scrutiny of the justice process many months down the line. If we're able to bring...
But we miss her so much, and our thoughts today are very much with her partner Sarah, her mother Joan, and the rest of the family.
And Catherine, speaking of her kind of love for life and her partner Sarah, I mean, it was very touching as well, wasn't it? And it gave you a real insight into their lives. That, you know, she pointed out, Sarah said that it's going to be a celebration of her life today, and if people would like to wear Hufflepuff, Harry Potter or Marvel related items, I know she would love it.
Yes, she would love it. She had herself worn black and yellow to a memorial last year for the campaigner Laura Lee. And I know that it would be very dear to her heart to have us all coming in something, a hobby. I myself, I'm wearing a black dress and a yellow jacket. That's as far as I go.
Yeah, I think there will be a big drive, won't there, today, I imagine, from friends and family to get their hands on some Hufflepuff outfits.
I think today will be an opportunity to remember with joy, but the coming weeks and months are going to be difficult. But Lyra was a bright star, and like any bright star, her light will remain with us much, much, for many, many more years than she will. And we'll have her memory with us for a long, long time.
You know, you can hear the ripple of applause echo around Guildhall Square here. This is a city united in grief. People have come to the heart of Derry City to pay their respects to Lyra McKee and to show their solidarity with her family. Just a few moments ago, one bell, the bell of the Guildhall clock, rang out in memory of one woman. That's just stopped now. There's a very hushed silence here, very respectful. Speaking to one woman a short time ago, she was just in tears. She feels saddened. She feels shame. She says that this happened in her city. We hope to hear from some more of those people in just a moment, but we're joined now by the Archbishop of Armagh, Primate of All Ireland,
Dr. Eamon Martin, thank you very much for your time. Can you tell us, first of all, Eamon Martin, how you felt when you had heard what had happened to Lyra?
Yeah, on Good Friday morning, I think we all woke up to the shock and the sadness of what had happened to this young, brave and courageous woman going about her job, which she did so well. And
front pews on one side of the cathedral were filled with politicians from across the spectrum. The Prime Minister Theresa May and Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn joined with the Irish President Michael D. Higgins, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar and Taoiseach de Simon Coveney, and the DUP leader Arlene Foster sat alongside the Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, prompting this from Father Martin McGill.
I commend our political leaders for standing together in Craigan on Good Friday. I am, however, left with a question. Why in God's name does it take the death of a 29-year-old woman with her whole life in front of her to get to this point?
The time now, 4 minutes past one, and graffiti in support of the new IRA has appeared in the Craigan area of Derry, warning people not to give information to the police. It comes after the PSNI said anyone giving evidence about the murder of journalist Lyra McKee will be given anonymity in court. Well, the graffiti was daubed on the old Library Trust building on Central Drive. Our reporter Grainne Morrison has been there to get local reaction, and I should warn you that you might find some of the views expressed here offensive.
What can you say? Because they don't listen to anybody.
Do you think that will put people off coming forward?
No. I don't think so. So that's just bullying there.
It's crazy. Come back to all that. It's ridiculous, look. No, it really is.
Do you think it would frighten people who were maybe thinking of coming forward?
Definitely. It would.
You see here, they've resprayed it again.
Yeah, they've resprayed it to say that the IRA aren't done.
Well, a dog merchant's territory. It speaks for itself.
But they've already stated that they still know, people don't want them, but they're still going to be here, so what do you do?
What can the ordinary people do? What can we do?
Their lives going on in their lives without having to worry about that as well.
And all the rest.
It's probably young ones too, and they have the young ones turned already.
Aye.
So that's what you're up against. Mm. Them wains, is life's over before they get a start.
Aye. That's right.
So that's what you're up against.
They're being
sad.
Used.
When did you see this? When did you notice the graffiti?
Mass, we come back from Mass and we noticed it come back from chapel.
What can you do? What can you do? There's nothing, you're powerless. You can't do anything. Mm-hmm.
Did he wise up? Go away, nobody wants him.
I'm just making a report about this graffiti. I don't suppose I could ask your reaction to it.
Great.
Do you think it's great?
Great, aye. 100% great. Dairy people forget themselves.
Nobody can advocate shooting into a crowd of people and shooting a 29-year-old woman dead. Nobody can advocate for that.
Not in our name.
What do you feel about the fact that, you know, the police are here and you may be guilty of criminal damage?
I don't care. I don't care. That wee girl is dead. She is dead. Nothing matters. Take me to court. Take me to jail. I don't care. I absolutely don't care. The rest of us is all the same. We're strong women. People have been afraid to stand up to people like this. We're not afraid. We are not afraid.
Are you planning to do anything else?
We are going to continue, maybe not like this, but we are going to continue to do things in Lyra's memory. Lyra McKee's name will never forgotten in this town, never, because we're going to continue to organise, whether it be a fundraiser night for her partner Sarah, whether it be a walk, because she wanted us to try and do a walking club, no matter what it is, we are constantly over the last few days coming up with random ideas of things we can do to keep her memory alive, because she was that person. She was the kind of person who would have done that for us. So we have to do it for her.
A friend to all. A gentle, innocent soul who wouldn't wish ill on anyone. The greatest listener. Someone who had time for everyone. A smart, strong-minded woman who believed passionately in inclusivity, justice and truth, and whose personal philosophy was that the only way to overcome hatred and intolerance was with love, understanding, and kindness. Good morning.